Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Once again, about 61% of voters don't want to talk politics at Thanksgiving. But like I said earlier, bring your A-game. All right, welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Hour number three. We're racing into hour number three here on this Wednesday morning edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there, just like Wally did. And Wally sent us a direct message and said, Happy Thanksgiving. So, yes, Wally, absolutely happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And hope that you're going to be doing a lot better. I've been following some of the things you've been talking about. So definitely, I do wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Wally. Thank you so much. And also, we've heard from Richard the Marine this morning. He's telling us 55 degrees and rain from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He also wishes everybody happy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Richard, and Semper Fi, sir. We appreciate that. And, of course, again, if you'd like to opine, 949-822-7959. And a quick program note before we get right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, we are going to be out of the studio for Thursday morning, which would be Thanksgiving, and then also Friday morning this week. But we're going to be back live on the weekend edition of the program. That would be Saturday morning, again, 2 a.m. Eastern time, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern on Saturdays. And so we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving planned, and this gives everybody a chance to spend some time with family and friends and loved ones and get a little well-deserved time off for Thanksgiving. But we're going to be back with you live. And speaking of live, we got Denise Simon. She's live with us this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, you were talking about right before we went out to break about, you know, obviously this could take some time. So it's not that we're going to, they're not just going to line people up and walk them across the border.
Right.
But also at the same time, and you mentioned too about the intel about, which I think is incredibly important, about the tunnels and these kinds of things. But will we get any intelligence at all from the freed hostages? I mean, I'm sure they've been isolated and probably in terrible shape, but is there any way that we could even know how many might still be alive?
We don't know that number. I'm sure that these people that are in the negotiating circles, they are closer to the number. And by the way, of the 50 that are supposed to be released, I think four of them are Americans. But having said that, it isn't so much debriefing the hostages once we get them, if and when we get them, and whatever that number ends up being. The IDF has captured hundreds of Hamas fighters, and they're speaking, you know, they're like squealing like pigs. So there's a lot of intelligence there that they can collaborate with the manuals and the books and the laptops and the GoPro video footage and, you know, all these kinds of things that they're collecting. Israel launched a website too. I'm trying to remember what it is. I saved it to myself on some kind of device I have here, but yeah. What they're doing is putting out in the public domain the video, and they're careful about what video they put out, but they're putting out the video to tell the world what Gaza is about. And they're using Hamas's footage. They're not, you know, using IDF footage, mm-hmm. using their own footage. So people like Susan Sarandon, who just doesn't seem to have a clue, have a chance to be educated if they choose to be. Now, the other interesting thing is that I'm inside one particular group over on Telegram, where I see a lot of this GoPro footage from Hamas and the aftermath of this attack, and it's just, anyway, they showed, Israel showed the footage, made a presentation available for the people at the United Nations, mm-hmm. and anybody else, and members of Congress, both the House and the Senate, or anybody else that wanted to see it. And a lot of people couldn't handle it. They were in tears. Others got up and walked out because it was so disturbing, and it is. But the interesting thing is the Secretary of the United Nations didn't bother to go. So that kind of tells you that...
I'm not surprised, necessarily.
I'm not either. Here's the other thing. You know, we know about UNRWA, which is the Palestinian division of the United Nations, very pro-Palestinian. And they're only there to, and they continue to say that Palestinians, you know, are refugees. Well, you can't have 40 or 50 years and generations of refugees. I mean, give me a break. But that was one of the things that Trump had actually defunded.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, here comes Biden, and he undoes all of that. So we have to ask, how much of the money that went to the Palestinians ended up in the hands of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is in full cadence with Hamas, that paid for these tunnels and paid for this attack and paid for the training and paid for all of that.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, we're heading out to the break, so stay right there. And we've got the caller on the line as well. Caller, if you'll be patient through the break, we'll talk to you on the other side. All right, folks, we will see you on the other side. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number. We'll be back in a flash.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Into Kyle One.
And we are back, folks. As promised, as advertised, we are back. And the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you as we go through the overnight hours here on this Wednesday morning edition of the program. Don't forget, we'll be out of the studio on Thursday morning. That's Thanksgiving. Also Friday morning, but back live for the weekend show. That would be Saturday morning. And once again, we've got Denise Simon live on the line with us here this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, you know, we got a couple of callers holding on. You want to go ahead and start with a caller here in the segment?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. We've got Rick in Tampa who's been holding on very patiently. Good morning, Rick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and happy Thanksgiving. Yes, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Both of you and everyone who's listening.
Indeed.
Denise, I have a statement I'd like to. I wish I could talk to Prime Minister Netanyahu. I would suggest that he tell these Hamas holes that
that
they have been setting the tempo for the. Well, I believe I just made that up, but we'll see if it sticks. I would suggest to Mr. Netanyahu that he let these people know that we're tired of being lied to, and speaking as the head of Israel, that he would let them know that he knows where they are and who they are, and we can kick doors down too. And there's no hiding. But if they set the tempo for this dance, they better adhere to it. If they start delaying to buy more time, the light switch will go from red to green to the military, and they better duck and run. Lying has become a contact sport. Wear a cup.
Mm-hmm. Touche.
We need to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so far past negotiations you can't negotiate with these people. It's always, always a tactic. And any deviation from the timetable they set is going to be viewed as just another delay.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, Rick. And Denise, what do you think about this? That, yeah, it is, there are, it's just tactics. They're not talking in good faith or negotiating in good faith. They're looking to regroup or do something else. This isn't just out of the goodness of their hearts.
Precisely.
Yeah. Hamas has released a statement that reads as follows. After difficult and complex negotiations for many days, we announce with the help and success of the Almighty God, what kind of a God can it possibly be, by the way, that we have reached a humanitarian ceasefire agreement for a period of 4 days with constant and appreciated efforts of Qatar in Egypt. The agreement includes a ceasefire from both sides, the halt of any military operations by the occupation army in all of Gaza Strip, the halt of transfer of its military vehicles entering Gaza Strip, bringing hundreds of trucks of humanitarian medical aid as well as fuel to all regions of the Gaza Strip without exception in the north and south, the release of 50 women and children of the occupation detainees under the age of 19 in the exchange for the release of 150 women and children of our people from the prisons of occupation under age of 19. The suspension of air traffic in the southern strip for 4 days, which really means the surveillance drones.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping air traffic in northern Gaza Strip for 6 hours from 10 to 4. During the ceasefire, the occupation is obliged not to attack or detain anyone in Gaza. Freedom of movement of people from northern to southern Gaza along the Saladin Axis. That's their statement. Now, I would argue that probably is in complete contradictory conditions to anything that Israel would release if they made a statement.
Indeed. Well, Rick and Tampa,
it's a tactic, unfortunately, they have to give some credence to. But we need to put it out in front of the public.
Yep.
What their conditions are, and then keep them to that specific timetable. And understand that don't screw the don't tell me your watch broke and you lost track of the time.
Well,
because that's not going to get it.
Well, they're already saying they don't know where all the children are, that they would release the women and children.
Yeah, but isn't there going to be an impetus, though, Denise, for whatever the ceasefire is? It's supposed to go on for 4 days, but isn't there going to be an enormous amount of international pressure to not start back up again?
Well, you know, international pressure is great if it's reasonable. And no one reasonable is on any other side except Israel's.
Well,
and they had the world ought to be glad I'm not in charge because there would be a whole lot of empty chairs.
I'm with you, dude.
There would be a whole lot of empty chairs at the damn dinner table after I was done.
Well,
exactly.
Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate your call very much. We're going to head over to line two here real quick in the time we have in the segment. But thanks again, and happy Thanksgiving.
Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Rick in Tampa, and let's head over here to line two. We got Backgam and Bob, who I believe has another question for Denise this morning. Go ahead, Backgam and Bob.
On a little bit different tone, I just want to say one thing on the other thing you're saying. You can't negotiate with a religious cult. There's simply no negotiation.
All right.
That's all there is to it. And you have to go to the source, which is not Hamas, but Iran, and that's the way that is. And the other thing I want to say about it is, what do you think the chances are of a red wave this coming election? Because I think it's pretty good. And Trump versus Biden, but how about Biden versus the rest of the field? And what do you think of that?
Good question.
And one last question on impeachment. This is more of a general question. Does impeachment require conviction of a crime, or can it be also being treated as a more of like a vote of no confidence. In other words,
that's what it is.
Do they have to prove these crimes in order to have an impeachment, or do they have to have a, can it just simply be more like a vote of no confidence as long as you have the number of votes to impeach? All right.
Good questions. All right. Well, Denise, what do you think?
Yeah, you can't negotiate with snakes. I mean, you just can't. I don't think Israel's under a massive pressure from all sides, including internally in the families and whatnot. So this negotiation went through three separate committees in Israel to come to this. But I'm sure that they've kept themselves an off-ramp in all of this. The red wave. I'm snake bit. I think people are fickle, and I'm not trusting them. I'd like to see a red wave, but I also don't trust the Democrats. I think they're concocting something in a big way.
Exactly. And I mean, look what happened with the midterms. That was supposed to be a wave, and it wasn't a wave again.
As far as impeachment, Bill Clinton was impeached and actually found guilty, but he wasn't removed. Trump was impeached twice, and wasn't removed. Nobody's going to get removed from office. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Because when Nixon went, he actually resigned because
he resigned.
There was going to be a conviction.
That's right. So, no one's going to get removed. Now, a lot of people want Biden off the ticket. I don't. I want him to stay right where he is.
I think. Well, that's right. That's a strategic thought right there about that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's too easy to beat if he's on the ticket.
That's right.
If he's not on the ticket, then the Democrats look like they're in chaos, but I don't want, you know, a Whitmer or a Newsom or, you know, a Pritzker or any of these other, you know, wildcats that are out there. No. You keep Biden on the ticket.
Indeed. But I think you're right about that. That's the most strategic move. All right, Denise Simon, hold on there real quick because we're heading to the bottom of the hour break. Backgammon and Bob, thank you for your call. And thanks to Rick in Tampa as well. Folks, we're going to come right back after the bottom of the hour break, paying a couple of bills, and more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning as negotiators worked out final details, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. You may have already started to see some of these. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states, anticipated to reach a substantial audience. The ads are projected to connect with over 1 million Americans age 35 and above. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back.
And there
it is, the bottom of the hour segment, and we are sailing through this Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And you can find out all about Denise's great articles over there at founderscode.com. You can find out how to find the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You have links over there as well. Is that correct, Denise?
Yes.
All right. Very, very cool indeed. Well, once again, everybody, I hope that you have a happy Thanksgiving this week. And a quick program note, we will be out of the studio on Thursday morning and Friday morning, but back for the weekend show live. And, of course, everybody out there, I sure hope, has a great Thanksgiving holiday. All right. Well, Denise, once again, you know, we just got so much going on with the Israel-Hamas war. But also, go ahead.
Hamas and Hezbollah leaders are in Beirut as we speak, and they're assessing the continuation of the resistance options, opportunities to terrorize Israelis while hostages in Gaza await their release. And then we have Associated Press, who puts out an article that's titled, Iran-backed armed groups across the Middle East have been drawn into war. They started the war.
No kidding.
Now, we were talking about the United Nations a little while ago. Well, not only has the United Nations failed in the Middle East, but the United Nations has a office in Haiti, and we know that Haiti's completely collapsed. But here's another one. We talked about UNRWA for the Palestinians. But we also have what is known as the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, otherwise known as UNIFIL. Mm-hmm. Now, this was originally created by the Security Council in 1978 to restore international peace and security in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that.
Yeah, yeah. In Lebanon, yeah.
In Lebanon. Now, what did I just say? We've got, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah leaders meeting in Beirut as we speak. Now, not one single journalist, AP included, has ever bothered to ask Biden or Admiral Kirby or Little Miss Binder, Karine Jean-Pierre, has Biden bothered to ever pick up the phone and call Maliki, who is the quasi-president, prime minister, chancellor, whatever you want, in Lebanon, since they don't really have a functioning government? No.
I don't think so.
The leadership in Lebanon has been completely left out of all of this. So are we deferring it all to this UNIFIL thing, this United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon? Because if we are, Israel's going to stay in trouble. All right.
Indeed.
So, you know, we have this pending ceasefire or this quasi-truce with Hamas. Ah, but let's go north, shall we, and see what Hezbollah's going to do. So the fight's not over. The daily fight in the tanks and the missiles and all that is not over for Israel because of, I think that Hezbollah could step up their game. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we have Russia, who has partnered itself with Iran and is working to buy some short-range missile systems from Iran to attack Ukraine. Now, we can't forget Ukraine in all of this.
Right. Well, exactly. I was mentioning that earlier. You know, it's not really on the back burner. There's still a lot going on there.
Well, I mean, how many people have to die?
Right.
And, you know, they keep saying, well, Zelensky failed in his counterattack, you know, move here. Well, the reason he fails is because we didn't get any equipment to him in time.
Mm-hmm.
And promising this and promising that, blah, 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 blah. Well, it ain't there yet.
Right. Exactly. You know, we got just a few minutes here, but we do have a couple of calls lined up, Denise. So let's go ahead and head over to line one. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. And then after that, we got line two that'll come on. And good morning, Neil and Henderson, and happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Happy Turkey Day. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. What's
you
on
know,
your mind?
I welcome this opportunity to contribute to your discussion. Ukraine, let me start with Ukraine. Ukraine bugs me. This guy Zelensky bugs me. You know, there's a real estate acronym, ROI, return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've given him what, $150 billion and counting. Okay, we don't even know where that money went to. Right? And it's, you know what it is? This is what really bugs me. We're not selling Zelensky anything. He's not paying for anything. You know. Yeah, they make that argument that, yeah, the defense contractors, you know, it's prosperity for them, creates jobs. But, you know, we're just giving our products away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no return on investment with that money that we're giving in weapons and cash to Zelensky. Furthermore, my opinion, we should not be involved in a civil war. You know, there's a distinction between supporting Israel's war and to destroy Hamas and being involved in a civil war with Ukraine. You know, I mean, we've got to separate.
Yeah. Well, okay. Interesting point. We want to give Denise a quick chance to respond so we can also get the other caller in before the end of the segment. But thank you so much.
I understand this point in a big way. I really do. But
yeah.
I would say that on paper and in announcements, we're giving Ukraine all this money. We're giving them all this equipment. Well, the money hasn't all arrived. That's number one. Number two, neither is the equipment. Now, they get some. The question is that why is it now? We're 2 years into this. Why weren't we, you know, Charlie Wilson's war? Why weren't we giving Ukraine the stingers and the man pads the day of the invasion? Oh, well, what was it that Biden said? It was a minor real estate incursion.
That's right. If it's a huge incursion or a minor incursion, exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, Neil and Henderson, real quick, if you can. Thanks.
Okay, let me see if I didn't lose train of, you know, my train of thought here. Return on investment, we're getting nothing for our investment. Furthermore, you know, I do know from a source that the Ukrainian men do not want to fight the Russians, contrary to what is being put out. They do not want to enlist. They don't want to get involved in fighting the Russian army.
Indeed.
You know?
Neither do the Russians.
Directly.
Yeah.
The Russians don't want to do it either.
Well,
I tell you what, Neil, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to start heading out of time, so I want to give Denise a chance to hear the other caller as well. But happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, that's Neil in Henderson. And line two, caller, you're on the air with Denise. We got about a minute and 15 seconds. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Anthony from Tampa. You know, Denise, you mentioned one of the unholywood cesspool dwellers is Susan Sarandon. But what's troubling is when they bring up and they give sound bites, some conservatives give sound bites to Bill Maher, the intellectual midget, who is basically ignoramus as far as history is concerned, and is also embarrassed of his own ethnic origin of being a Jew. You know, they give credence to this guy as if this guy's a humongous brain trust, a thinker. The guy's a loser. He has no knowledge of history. Shame on those who give this guy sound bites and give him credence. Guy has no knowledge of what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And as the same thing with anybody who's coming out of that cesspool in unholywood. What's puzzling is it's understandable for these young punks out and marching in these protest marches, Free Palestine, to be ignorant. But it's kind of puzzling that the grown men around the world, especially in this country, who can't distinguish the difference between a nation that's trying to fight for its existence and has historical grounds for being in that area going back centuries.
Indeed.
And this despot of rogue regimes that are attacking them.
Indeed.
I mean, come on. These guys can't see the last time.
You're right.
You got a good point, Anthony and Denise.
You're right.
Go ahead, Denise. Yeah, we're heading out to break, everybody. But, Denise, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, caller, holding on the line. Stay right there. We'll get to you after the break.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Wednesday edition. Actually, on my travels today around about sunset, I looked out towards the Pacific coast there, and I did see the red skies at night. It looked quite beautiful there on the looking out over the Pacific Ocean. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program. We do have a caller holding on, but of course, we're going to bring in our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, first off, I want to ask you because I heard one of your spots on the radio earlier today where you talked about Janet Yellen saying, you know, people don't feel good about the economy. And I really was appreciating what you were talking about. And what do you think about that?
Well, again, it's like they're parading out all of these. It's almost like they're salespeople, and you know that they're telling you, you know, you've got all this water that's coming down on your head, and they're telling you that it's not raining outside, and it's getting to be, you know, a tad bit ridiculous. And it was almost like her latest statement was like, if it wasn't for all these higher prices and food and energy and everything that everybody's going to spend on, everybody'd feel a lot better. Well, no kidding, but that's what concerns everybody on an everyday basis is, you know, whether or not they can eventually get off a hamster wheel where they can actually put money away and save and build. And we're in a position right now where, because of the higher cost of everyday items, it's just not the case.
Well, indeed. And even Joe Biden himself was talking about, well, you know, there's these numbers, And I guess it's the old adage, and I think it was Dana Perino who said this a long time ago. It kind of always stuck with me. You know, if you're explaining, you're losing. And to have to say, well, but look at these numbers. You know, it's all fine as long as you just understand the ins and outs of these esoteric numbers. Don't feel so bad. And I really think that's quite hilarious.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, that's an old. The song from the 1980s by Thomas Dolby, Blinded Me with Science. You know, they try to blind people with, you know, numbers and figures and all of this stuff, and it, you know, it doesn't translate. Some people buy into it, but I mean, I tell people all the time, economics is not a difficult subject. That's one of the things that they'd like to try to present to everybody to. A lot of it's just using your brain, a little bit of common sense. And I always tell people, you know, you want to learn more about the world around you, read, Basic Economics by Thomas Sowell. It's an easy read, and again, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. You know, we can all be our own do-it-yourself economists. You don't need these people on TV or these Wizards of Smart of Washington, D.C., telling you how you should feel.
Indeed. And I tell you what, Aaron in Denver, I think he was holding on, but he might have had to take off there. But if you'd like to call back, we sure would love to hear from you. I haven't talked to you for a while, so Aaron in Denver, if you're listening, go ahead and call back when you can. And by the way, Joanne, thank you very much for your message as well. She was really happy with what Rick in Tampa called in to say and what Denise was talking about just in the last segment. So thank you for that message. And, Chris, again, you know, I saw this one story earlier today. This is kind of off the track here, but Ford is going to not build so many, or scaling back basically its electric vehicle battery plant in Michigan. There's no real surprise there, is there? Because the electric vehicles aren't taking off.
Well, this is something that. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. It was inevitable. My worry is now is that, the current administration is so far in to this, EV nonsense and pushing this agenda that, you know, that we might have, they may take our tax dollars and subsidize these car companies to an even greater degree. And that's the last thing that we're going to need. Quite frankly, you know, I said this was inevitable. I said if the automakers, eventually gave in to the UAW's demands, and then, you know, having to deal with all of these cars that they're making, that they have to make, that they're not making money on, it's not a sustainable business model. And quite frankly, I don't feel like bailing out the bloody automakers again, quite frankly. I really don't. I wish the CEOs of these companies would actually stand up to the people in Washington and say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make these cars because guess what? I can't make money on them. And, you know, they're sitting on lots right now. The growth of EVs, it's just not happening at this point in time. It's not a car for everybody. And again, it was shoved down people's throats based upon not using free market principles. And whenever you're not using free market principles to decide, to, you know, what people actually want and demand, then you know what? It has to be subsidized. And when you subsidize things, you know, you either going to have to keep subsidizing them forever, or, you know, you eventually pull the plug and they go under. And that's the case with these electric vehicles, you know, right now. It's not only that. It's just, you know, the fact that, you know, the mines that need to be built that are now not being, and it's a big disaster. It's a case of putting the cart before the horse. You know, if you wanted to gradually get to a certain point in time, you start off and you do hybrids. And, you know, there's certain areas of the country that EVs might work well. But again, you got to put the infrastructure in. It's not, you know, we're a big country. It's not cure all for a country the size of ours. It's kind of, think about it like rail, for instance. You know, rail is great in the Northeast Corridor here in the United States because of the population centers. And the only place that Amtrak makes money is, you know, the Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. corridor. The rest of the country it loses money on. So they got to subsidize the rest of the country just, you know, based upon, you know, the money that they're making in New York. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, indeed. And it goes back to that command economy. As you mentioned, yeah, we have a big country and there should be some mission specific, not just vehicles, but power sources, things like that. And it seems like they're trying to hamstring everything and try to funnel everything through some, new energy production source. But it's not going to fit all the bills.
Again, what should have been done first is not the EVs. We should have gone, you know, via the nuclear power plant route and continued to, you know, to upgrade the power grid. I mean, the costs that are involved with just laying the lines and the grid. And I mean, you think about the logistics involved. You know, you want to have EVs. Look at New York City. Where in the world are you going to put all these charging stations for all these cars and all of these garages? Not to mention the fact that the garages are not going to be able to withstand the weight of these electric vehicles that are much, much heavier. There's so many things that, you know, if you just actually thought a couple steps, you know, down the road rather than jumping in head first into things. It's like, you know, you're taught as a kid, you don't go diving into water that you don't know, because, you know, you might say, geez, it's too shallow, you're going to break your neck. That's just what all of these idiots do all the time. They're, oh, this is a great idea. And they dive in without thinking about the consequences. It's what I call Washington, D.C. You know, we got this big Capitol building there. You know what it is? It's a big cathedral of unintended consequences.
That's great. I think that's very true and well put, well said. Well, and also with the EVs, there's this notion of time. It takes a lot of time to charge that thing up, you know. And, you know, I had to go to LAX the other night, pick up my son who's coming home for Thanksgiving. And luckily, I got to fill up my tank with gas before I went up there because I'd been busy that day. But if I had to, I've got to charge my EV, will I make it to LAX and back? I got to get there when I got to get there.
I got enough stress in life. You know, I got to deal with range anxiety in my electric vehicle if I'm stuck on the Cross Bronx Expressway here in New York. No thanks. Yeah, I'd rather not. Not to mention the fact, you know, that most of these charging stations, most of them don't work, or they're working too slow, and they don't have the mechanics to go ahead and fix these things. I mean, it's stupid. From point A to point, the whole idea was just dumb. Yes, if you have a car that you live in an area where you're gonna tool around your neighborhood, and have a certain range you're gonna have every day where you can plug it in when you get home, fine.
Right.
Okay, that makes some sort of sense. But, you know, other than that, you know, this is, like I said, you got rural areas in this country, places you got to drive. People get stuck in traffic. I mean, it's a disaster.
Well, that's right. And especially if there's a storm or something and you get stuck and you can't keep the heat going, or, you know, your car is, you know, dies because it gets too cold or what have you. But, yeah, it's just there's a lot of kinks that have to be worked out. And these are safety related.
Well, I didn't even think about that. You know, it's just said, you know, I get areas that get hit by hurricanes or in the Midwest with tornadoes and whatnot, and the power's out. Then what do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you do? You can't charge a car, so, or you get, you know, California where you get the rolling blackouts from time to time, or you got electric problems. You know, it's insanity.
It
really is. Like I said, it's a niche vehicle. You know, it's not for everybody.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdog on WallStreet.com. We're going to be out of the studio, of course, on Thanksgiving Day and then on Friday morning. So we're going to talk to you again on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, Chris, to you and your family.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And, folks, we're coming right back after your top-of-the-hour news. We're going to talk with Frank Salvato here on this Wednesday morning. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.